Using the arts to feed the hungry, literally, is the goal of Empty Bowls, now in its 10th year. And with me are retired community college art professor Mary Scott and executive director of El Pasoans Fighting Hunger, Janie Sinclair. Welcome, ladies. It's good to have you here.
I'm very glad to be here.
Thank you. Good to be here with you.
This is just one of my favorite things when the power of the arts is hooked up with a really basic need. For anyone who's unfamiliar with how it all works, would you explain the concept of Empty Bowls?
Well, Empty Bowls El Paso. There's Empty Bowls all over the world. So this is Empty Bowls El Paso. It was started by the Art Student Society. And all during the year, we do workshops where people from El Paso and now basically from the community, mm-hmm. not too many students, but we did have some students making bowls, that's for sure. People make bowls all year. So they're folk art pieces. They're actually art pieces. They're all unique. And then we do the finishing. We had glazing workshops this year. And so then with all these bowls, about 400, 500 people came and made bowls during the last 6 months, mm-hmm. and so that's really exciting.
How do people find out about when and where to go to make these soup bowls?
Well, various ways. One of the ways that happened this year was that places volunteered, like Ronald McDonald House said, well, we'll get some people for a time for you, and then we'll give you another time if you could get some people.
Okay.
And the El Paso Community College Student Leadership Campus Life invited us for their leadership conference to come in and do bowls with those participants.
And where are the kilns?
This year, they're at individuals' houses.
Oh, how
people
neat.
In the city that have donated their kilns and they've been firing for. So that's really wonderful.
This is such a huge collaborative effort, people turning out to make these bowls. That then what happens with them? If I attend your Empty Bowls event, which is going to be on next Saturday, March the 22nd, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Administrative Services Center of the Community College, that's 9050 Viscount. Now, if I attend this event, tell me what I see and what happens there.
When you walk in, there's a display area in the center of the foyer that's going to display all these bowls, and you go and choose the bowl that you would like to take home with you.
Ooh, yes.
And all the bowls are food safe. Mm-hmm. All the bowls can go in the microwave, in the dishwasher, not the oven, but. And so they're not only beautiful, but they're also functional.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes with some of the groups, you know, like we had little children making bowls, and there might be a hole in a bowl, and I say, oh, well, that's all right. You know it's not a dip bowl, it's a chip bowl.
There you go.
But they're all beautiful and they're all unique pieces of folk art.
So when I arrive there, I'll see all these lovely bowls. I pay my entry fee, which is $20. Or if I'm student or military or over 65, it's $15. Or there's a $60 for a family pack. Now children under 5 are free. Where is that money going?
That money goes to El Pasoans Fighting Hunger Food Bank, which is the only certified food bank in El Paso, Culberson, and Hudspeth counties. In 2013, the El Pasoans Fighting Hunger distributed 8 million pounds of food to hungry people in El Paso by distributing it to the 117 partner agencies, soup kitchens, food pantries, serving stations that we work with in the city.
How many people are hungry in this town on any given day?
On any given day, there are 177,000 people who wake up not knowing where their next nutritious meal is going to come from. And the tragic part of that is 85,000 of those are children.
Now, how many volunteers do you have that go down to the food bank and actually physically assist with the work involved in running the food bank?
It's just almost impossible to count. We have people that come from foundations, companies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Walmart sends its employees, Target employees.
Wonderful.
Macy's,
okay.
UPS. A lot of people come to help us, people from schools, youth groups.
But I suspect there's still a lot of us that have not been down there to help.
Absolutely. And we are always in need mm-hmm. of people, because every item that comes into that food bank, all 8 million pounds of that,
mm-hmm.
has to be inspected, cleaned, make sure that it's good to send out.
You know, I've not been down there. I haven't lifted a finger to help you. Suddenly, $20 just doesn't seem like a whole lot. Maybe I need to take a few friends and buy them a bowl because, you know, that's the way I look at some of these things and think, you know, gosh, if that feels like a lot, well, hop in your car, get on down and do something.
Right. And, you know, it isn't just the bowls that are there, but the chefs of El Paso are having a soup competition. So you have soup and bread and water and a silent auction. There's going to be some beautiful pieces from potters there in the silent auction and all kinds of other stuff. And there'll be a table of small throne bowls. So there's lots of stuff and
lots
music
of reasons to be there. Live music, yes. Once you get there, basically, you'll know what to do with our time. And it's just it was so great to be a part of an effort.
And when you think about that $20, if you back that down to just $1 donated to El Pasoans Fighting Hunger, with our purchasing power and the way that we acquire food, we can turn that $1 into $11 worth of food.
Wow, you have just given us every single reason we need to turn out for something that's going to be fun anyway and is the best investment we can make, dollar for dollar. With me, our retired community college art professor, Mary Scott, whom I know has been a driving force behind Empty Bowls of El Paso for many years. Thank you for that. And executive director of El Pasoans Fighting Hunger, Janie Sinclair. You can visit elpasoansfightinghunger.org if you decide you do want to get down there and give them a hand at all the work that needs to be done. Or turn out for the 10th annual Empty Bowls of El Paso next Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 9050 Viscount. That's the El Paso Community College Administrative Services Center. Or you can do both. You can go to Empty Bowls and volunteer. Thank you so much for coming in today, ladies.
Thank you for having us. Glad to be here.
Thanks so much.